Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The news over the weekend, and significant amount of news in different areas, but one of the big stories was the fact that the US had attacked and started a campaign, a fairly significant campaign from what it seems, against the Houthis. What is all of this about? What is the subtext to the Houthi situation? Why are they so involved and invested in a conflict 1,000 kilometers away? Israel doesn't border Yemen. What is all of this about? Well, Dr. Mordechai Kedar is an Israeli scholar on Arab culture. He's a lecturer at Bar-Ilan University, and he joins us this morning. Dr. Mordechai Kedar, good morning. I hope you are well.
Good morning to you. Baruch Hashem, I'm well.
Excellent. Give us some background here. Who are the Houthis? Where does all of this, how did they land up being so involved in this conflict?
Well, the answer is actually one word, Iran. The Houthis are a group of Shia. The sect are called Zaydiya in the Shi'i world. And they came, most of them are a family who came from the town of Houth.
Right.
And this actually gave them the name, Houthi. And they, for years already, they are with the big issues with the government. And they actually occupied like half of the country and capital, Sana'a. And they are sponsored, at least they were heavily sponsored by Iran, supported by Iran, armed by Iran, trained, and everything came from Iran.
Right.
Little by little, they developed their own abilities, but definitely Iran is smuggling missiles to them, to the sea, and trains them and motivates them. Yet they have their own agenda. Means Iran doesn't control them fully, but without Iran, they wouldn't be as what they are. So this is, in very short, they have no, let's say, emotions to the Yemenites before others, because Yemen is not a nation. Yemen is clans, and they are separate from each other. They don't get married with each other, and this is why there is no Yemenite nation. They are Yemenite citizens, but not a nation. And this actually eased the situation, because when you don't have the awareness of nationhood, people can fight each other viciously, as they do in Yemen, as they do in Iraq, in Syria, in Libya, in Sudan. And this is actually the biggest problem of the Arab world, that the notion of the state, the idea of the statehood, did not settle in the hearts of the people and did not replace the old loyalties to the clan, to the ethnic group, to the religious group, and to the sectarian group. And in Yemen, the sect is actually what plays a major role. And once you are one of us, means Houthis,
right,
you are good. If you are not one of us, the hell with you. And this actually what enables states like Iran to infiltrate into such countries and to take advantage of the inner disputes and struggles between parts of the population.
In other words, Iran enters a vacuum, which is very much part of their modus operandi. We've seen it in Syria. We've seen it in Lebanon. They find a gap politically, and that's where they enter the situation.
Yes, this is the way how to recruit part of the population against the other part, to create inner rifts, struggles, feuds, and even fights.
Right.
And once they arm one side, they like Hezbollah in Lebanon, which is the same.
Right.
It's one of the factions, one of the communities, and supported by Iran. It is much more powerful than the others. You know, in Lebanon, the Hezbollah until today, even with the hits which Israel hit the Hezbollah, Hezbollah is still more powerful than the army, the state army. This is a very awkward situation, but this is the situation in the Arab world, unfortunately.
So how are the Houthis best dealt with? The one way, obviously, is to remove their capability, which we're seeing both Israel and the United States doing. But how significant is that capability, and is that a long-term solution?
Look, as problematic as it could be, the bombing which we saw during the last year and a half, once in a while, and especially during the last week and weekend, cannot get rid of the Houthis. They are living in caves on the mountains. They are, you know, they don't have big army camps or big facilities which you can hit and destroy. Of course, they have what they have, like storages, but what can you do with caves in the mountains which they keep two or three missiles? This is a very big problem. And I think, in my humble view, unless you send troops in order to get them all until the last one, they will have a problem. They will make problems. Don't forget that they actually jeopardize the maritime traffic, and this is a very important passage which they have, the Bab el-Mandeb Straits, which actually are the necessary way between Europe and the East. I'm talking about India, China, Vietnam, Japan, and this is after all, if this is closed, as the Houthis are closing it, all the traffic has to go around Africa, and it's not so easy. It's long, it is dangerous, especially down south from South Africa, as you know. And it makes prices of import in Europe much higher than it was, and this is something which was, we will return to the Middle Ages of pirates, and this is actually what the Houthis are calling the world back to the history, to a history of pirates in the seas, and this is totally unacceptable.
Right.
And now President Trump decided to show them what he can do. I hope for the world, before Israel, for the world, that the this hit or this attack would show them what can be done. However, I'm more than sure that this attack was actually a sign or as a warning to the Iranians. If they don't take care of the Houthis, the world, and especially the United States of America, will take care of them. And I think that behind the scenes, and also in front of the scenes, we do see messages coming from Washington, D.C. to Tehran about supporting groups like Houthis.
What's interesting is you mentioned right at the beginning, and I said when I asked you about who they are, your first word was Iran. We've seen a tremendous amount of success with the destruction of Hezbollah and how it's weakened Iran. Is the weakening of the Houthis as important to weakening Iran as Hezbollah was?
The whole structure which Soleimani actually built in the Middle East, Iran, let's say, is the head of the octopus, and the tentacles are the militias which they had in Iraq, in Syria, in Lebanon, Hezbollah, in Gaza, Hamas, and the Islamic Jihad, and in Yemen, the Houthis. They are all meant to take over the Middle East, state by state. Don't forget that they were planning, and I published it in April 2023, they were planning an assault on Israel from all the directions together. Not only Hamas from the south. And according to their plan, Israel would collapse within a week. because Israel could not resist such a
withstand
an attack, attack from all the directions, God forbid.
Yeah.
And what Hamas did, Hamas started a war before Iran decided, and this actually torpedoed the Iranian plan.
That is where we leave it. Dr. Mordechai Kedar, Israeli scholar of Arab culture, lecturer at Bar-Ilan University, bringing us some information and some perspective and an understanding about the Houthis, who they are, and the role that they play alongside Iran in the Middle East. It is 7:30.